from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today, we'll talk the latest on what South Dakota producers are saying about bridge payments from the federal government. We'll also look at the Rapid City Fire Department's recruiting efforts for its Veterans Wildland Fuel Module. All that and more here today. It's Friday, December 12th. Here are today's stories. Despite President Donald Trump announcing billions of dollars in bridge payments to assist farmers after recent market disruptions, some South Dakota ag producers don't expect a huge impact on their bottom lines. 11 of the total $12 billion allocated by the White House is for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The program provides relief to U.S. row crop farmers who produce a variety of crops, including soybeans. Bean farmers have been hit especially hard this year due to the U.S.'s trade war with China, the primary purchaser of U.S. soybeans. Wayne Soren farms corn and soybeans south of Lake Preston. He says while the funds come at a time in need,
I don't think you'd ever encounter a farmer that says that we want payments from the government. We want to make our living off of the markets just like everybody else does.
Soren says farmers know when the word tariff is used, they're going to bear the brunt of the impact. He doesn't expect much from the relief funds.
I have not heard what the actual formula is going to be, but I don't think it's as much as our expenses are, it probably is not going to impact us a lot. I think the bankers are going to like it because that'll be another payment that we can make to the bank, keep our operations afloat. But yeah, we would much rather make it out of the market instead of from the government.
Soren says with input costs high, he doesn't think the funds will have a huge effect on their bottom lines. Jeff Kipley is a South Dakota Farmers Union vice president, and his farm consists of corn, soybeans, and a cow-calf operation. He calls the past few months a roller coaster of emotions. He says while there's excitement for the funds, there's also anxiety over if the funds will go to local farmers.
You know, the proof is in the pudding, and so until we see the details, I think there's just a lot of concern out there.
Kipley says he thinks a lot of farmers are counting on the funds to help pay off the year's operating loan so they can get next year's operating loan. He adds there's hope the funds can get producers to break even, but it's not likely.
Realistically, I'm afraid it's not gonna get a lot of guys to break even. Hopefully it gets them to a point where they can do it again next year. And that's a concern. You know, a mental health issue is really popping its head here.
Qualifying farmers for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program can expect payments to be released by the end of February. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Huron. The Rapid City Fire Department is looking for recruits to join its Veterans Wildland Fuel Module. The module is a nationally recognized program that creates career opportunities for veterans while mitigating wildfire risk in the Rapid City community. Eric O'Connor is captain of the Rapid City Fire Department's Wildfire Mitigation Crew. He says the Veterans Module was formed in 2013 as a cooperative agreement between the city and the Bureau of Land Management.
Our crew was actually formed to not only protect the community from the effects of a potential wildfire event, but also to prioritize bringing military veterans back in to the civilian workforce and giving those crew members a sense of pride and purpose.
Jeremy Atwell is lieutenant of the Wildfire Mitigation Crew. He says the program is a strong fit for veterans because of the similarities between military and fire service. Additionally, crew members share similar values and life experiences.
Being a veteran myself, I can say for me it was a tough transition. I spent the first 6 years of my adult life in the military, and then I got out and kind of felt like, what do I do now? Now what? So once I found a veteran crew, to me it was very helpful. I had that sense of camaraderie, that purpose, a sense of pride. I had a mission again. I was no longer a soldier without a mission. Now I have a mission and a purpose, something greater than me.
O'Connor says anyone interested in applying for the Veterans Wildland Fuel Module can follow the Rapid City Fire Department's social media for information and updates. The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed the Wounded Knee Massacre Memorial and Sacred Site Act. It now heads to President Donald Trump's desk for a signature. The act preserves 40 acres of land on the Pine Ridge Reservation where hundreds of Lakota were massacred by the U.S. Army in 1890. The bill grants continued outright ownership of the land to the Oglala Sioux Tribe and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. It also places the land into restricted fee status. That includes some protections to the land, like restricting taxation from state and local governments. The act also prohibits land to be sold unless agreed upon by Congress and both tribes. The bill was first introduced by Senator Mike Rounds in 2023. It was reintroduced this year and co-sponsored by Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Representative Dusty Johnson introduced it in the House, where it passed in January. a multi-government partnership, is holding an event to help bring answers and potential closure to families of missing and murdered Indigenous people. It's called Voices of the Unnamed, and it's an event to collect DNA from family members of missing loved ones. Collected DNA is only cross-referenced against unidentified human remains. The event is December 18th and 19th in Rapid City at the Civic Center. It's a collaborative effort between the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit. Organizers say participation is completely voluntary, and DNA can be removed and destroyed at any time if requested. Much of the state can expect hazardous weather conditions tonight into early tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service has issued winter weather advisories for the northwest, central, and southeast parts of the state, ending 8 a.m. on Saturday. A system is expected to bring light and fluffy snow this evening and overnight. Snow accumulation between 2 to 5 inches is expected in various parts of South Dakota. While wind shouldn't be a major factor, cold air is moving into the region and wind chills as low as negative 30 degrees are possible. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.